Today's daf is daf kif vuv, and we're starting the third line from the top of the omid.
Rav Dillard, I thought you said you start 8:45. I was a little confused.
It was 7:55. Anyway, we're late today because the minyanim were late. Let's start. Third line, kuf vav. I'm sorry. Let's talk later. Kuf vav omid aleph, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Third line from the top. Ki asar of dimi amar. What is this all about? In our Gemara yesterday, we learned about the importance of Mayim Harishoinim, which the Chachamim were Mesakin, just like by Truma, that the Kohanim had to wash their hands before they ate Truma. So they instituted the same thing, the Yisraelim should go and wash their hands before they make Hamoitzi. They also instituted the Inyan of Mayim Achroinim at the end of the meal because of the Melach Sodoimis. Says Rav Dimi, remember Rav Dimi and Ravin both came from Eretz Yisrael and they told over Torah mostly from Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, Rav Dimi is coming from Eretz Yisrael, comes to Bavel and he says, as a result of the absence of Mayim Harishoinim, Hechilu Basar Chazer Ayid went and ate Chazer Rachman Litzlan. What does Mayim Harishoinim have to do with Chazer? So Rashi tells us at the top, there was a Jewish restaurant owner, and this restaurant served both kosher meals to Yidin and non-kosher meals to Goyim. And guess what happened? There was a Yid that came into the store, and they served, we had bread on the table, and he ate the bread without washing his hands, Mayim Harishoinim. So the restaurateur was sure, Dus Mizana Goy, because a Yid washes his hands before he eats bread. And he served him Chazerai. Only afterwards did he hear that this is a Yid. And then he said, ay, 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 ay. So that tells you the importance of Mayim Rishon. Let's see the Rashi at the top of the Amid. Echilu Basar Chazer. Sheyechen Vini Yisrael, there was a Jewish store owner, as we'll see, owned a restaurant. Moicher Basar Shchuti, he would go and sell Geshochten of Fleisch, Li Yisrael for a Yid. Umavashel, and he would cook it. Umachilam, and he served it. When a goy came to his restaurant, machilan nevelis, he gave him nevelis. Ubo Yehudi echad, one yid came lechol to eat. V'loi notel yadav, and he didn't wash his hands. Ukesover ze, and the restaurateur was sure she'ayvik chachamu ez the chagoy vechilu baser chazer. So be careful, Rabbi Yisai, about mayim rishonim because of this terrible incident. Now the Gemara tells us a second incident. As a result of the failure to go and wash my machroinim, Nebuch a person gave a get to his wife. Here Rashi tells us that's the famous Gemara Masechtas Yuma, and Rashi basically says, look it up on your own because I'm not going to tell you the story. What is the story in Masechtas Yuma? Masechtas Yuma tells us a story that three very great sages, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yoisi, were traveling. And for Shabbos, they stayed at a pundak. Pundak means an inn. And this inn was owned by a person by the name of Kidar. Not clear whether Kidar was a Yid or a Goy, but either way, he was a big Russia, as we will see. And Reb Meir and Reb Yoisi and Reb Yehuda all had wallets with them with money. And the question is, where are we going to leave it over Shabbos? Reb Yehuda and Reb Yoisi said, we'll leave it with the innkeeper. He'll put it in the safe and we'll get it Matzah Shabbos. Reb Meir says, I'm not giving anything to Kidar because I am Doirish Shemois. And it says in the Pasuk, Kidar Tapuchais Heima, Bonim Lei Eimun Bam. They're Ador Tapuchais, it's a Pasuk in Hazinu, I believe. And so therefore, you can't have any trust, any emuna in Kidar. And he did not give the money to Kidar, but rather he buried it under the ground or wherever he buried it. Anyway, Matzah Shabbos comes along, and the two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoisi, say to Kidar, give us back our money. And Kidar says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's baloney, I don't owe you any money. And they were very, very upset. They noticed, however, that Kidar had the remnants of lentils on his mustache. Ah, okay. So after they left Kidar, they promptly went to Kidar's house, knocked on the door. Mrs. Kidar answered the door, and they said, your husband said to give us back our two wallets. And she said, we'll prove it to you. We have a simon that your husband told us to go to you to get the wallets. He told us that you cooked for him lentils to eat today for lunch, and so therefore, that was the simon that he told us to go to you to get back our wallet. Ooh, that's a good simon. How would they know that he ate lentils? But the answer, of course, is because they saw the lentils on his mustache. Says now Rashi in Masechtas Yuma, not over here, that when people wash their fingers with the Mayim Achroinim, typically the custom, this is not required, but the custom was that they would go and take whatever little remnants of that water and they would put it on their faces, on the mustache, to remove any remnants of food. So obviously Kedar did not go and wash Mayim Achroinim. That suggests that he was a Yid and therefore he should have washed Mayim Achroinim. It could be that filled by the Goyim, maybe they had that many to wash Mayim Achroinim because of the Melech Sidonis. But anyway, he didn't wipe his mustache, and therefore they were able to go and fool the wife, and she took the money out, and she gave them both of their wallets. When Kedar came home that night from La Malka, and then when the wife saw him, she said, oh, you know, I gave back the wallets just like you asked. I didn't ask you to give any wallets back. Yeah, but you sent the simon about the lentils. Oh, because of that, he divorced her. He gave her a get. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. The failure of washing Mayim Achroinim. Had the Kedar washed Mayim Achroinim and wiped his mustache from the lentils, then nothing would have happened. But because he didn't wash it properly, Haitziyo has Isha mi Bala. So this is the first version.
Because he returned the money to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, so it wasn't such a bad thing. It was a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing if you're taking the stance of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But from the wife's perspective, she's quite upset because she is now without a husband, without any support, without any house, etc., etc. Okay, she probably wasn't the tzaddikus either. Anyway, that's the story there of Dimitot. Rava came subsequently from Eretz Yisrael to Chitzlaretz, and he told a slightly different story. Only the details were different. Ki asa Ravin Amar Rishoinim Hechilu Basar Nevela. The first story about the Mayim Rishoinim was the Masamit Chazer. It was a Masamit Nevela. In other words, it was kosher meat. However, the kosher meat was non-kosher. It was from a kosher species, from a cow, from a lamb, goat. However, it was not Kishochten, it was Nevela meat. Achroinim Horgu is a Nefesh. Not only did Kedar give a get to his wife, divorce his wife, he killed her. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's terrible. So now the Gemara says, how am I going to remember which was the one that Rav Dimi said and which was the one that Ravin said? Legabi the Mayim Harishoinim. I'm not the Mayim Shoinim, but Legabi the Mayim Achroinim, Legabi Kedar and his wife. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'Simonach, that you should remember, Osir Rav Dimi Afka, Rav Dimi came and he threw her out, Osir Ravin Kotla, and Ravin came and he killed her. Not Chas V'Shalom that Rav Dimi or Ravin did that, but it just means that that was the order. Says Rashi, because if we would say that Rav Dimi said that the Kedar killed his wife, and then Ravin said that he divorced her, he can't divorce a woman after she's already dead. So therefore, that would be the simon to remember that Rav Dimi said divorced, and Rav said that she was killed. Says Rashi, are you going to ask me, how do I know that Rav Dimi came first and Ravin came second? Says Rashi, everybody knows that, because if you go through Shas, you have this numerous times that Rav Dimi comes, and subsequently Ravin arrived on the scene. Reb Abba Masni Chod Mehani V'Chod Mehani L'Chumra. Reb Abba, when he would retell the story of these two stories with the Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim, he went and said the Chumra of both. Which is the Chumra of both? In the case of the Mayim Rishonim, he said the Chazir. In the case of the Mayim Achroinim, he talked about that she was killed. Why is Chazir considered to be more Chumur than the case of Nevela? Says Rashi, because by Chazir you have two Isurim. When you have Nevela, at least you start off with kosher species of meat. Whether you're talking about cow meat, whether you're talking about goats, you're talking about shepslach, lamb. But at least you're talking about kosher meat. Unfortunately, it was not geshochten, so it's a Nevela. But chazer is a chashvik chazer. So that it's a non-kosher species. And every time you eat chazer, it was never geshochten, because if you shecht chazer, you haven't accomplished anything. It's still a Nevela. So therefore, you're even two Yisurim, chazer and Nevela. The Mefarshim ask, we had a few days ago, what about Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? So even those that hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, there's apparently a Tosis in Yevamis, I didn't have a chance to look it up, that says even though you don't get two Oynishes, but you get two bad marks on your report card upstairs in the heavens. So in the Chanami, you don't get two times Malkis. However, when you Oyvet two Isurim, it's bad mark on your report card. So therefore, that's why it's considered to be more chum. That's the end of that story. And now we continue on weiter about Mayim Rishonim. Itmar, Chamehu Ur. Chamehu Ur means hot water that was heated over fire. In other words, that's how they got hot. Not naturally hot because they came from like Chamehu Tveria that we're going to speak about shortly, but water that was heated up over the flame. Chizki Omar, Eit Noitman Yedaim, you cannot use those for Netilas Yedaim. Chulila. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Noitman Yedaim. No, you can use them for Netilas Yedaim. Now you'll recall yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, that we had two Lishoinois about Mayim Rishoinim. If you go back to the bottom of Kif Hei Umar Aleph, very final line. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Rabbi Yani Lishonu Elishain Hayad Siletis. Should really have gone to one line earlier. Mayim Rishoinim, Noitlim Bein Becham and Bein Betzoinim. You can use Mayim Rishoinim, even hot water. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, not hot water. Lishonu Elishain Hayad Siletis Ben. Warm water. But not Yad Siletis, but Yad Siletis. That's going to burn the hand. No. Ein Noitlim Behen Liyadayim. And then we had a second Lashon. Be'ikta Masi Lo Aseifa. And then, therefore, the Gemara goes skip another 3-4 lines. Mechlal D'Rishoinim. Afal Pisha Yad Siletis Behen Mutter. Oh, in fact, it's a machloikis between the two Lishoinis. Can you use Mayim Shayad, Chamin Shayad Siletis Behen for Mayim Rishoinim? According to the first version, you cannot. According to the second version, you can. So we had a machlokes. So now let's get back to our Gemara over here. Chizkia says, "Ein noit mehen yadayim." You cannot go and use chamin to wash your hands. Rashi says that this Chizkia argues the Gemara of yesterday. Because in the Gemara of yesterday, we said you are allowed to use chamin. And here, Chizkia says, "Ein noit mehen." You're wondering, where's that Rashi? The Rashi is Ein Noitlin. Go down 2 lines in the Rashi. Ein Noitlin, Mayim Harishoinu, Upalik Adad Le'el. And he argued with the Braisa of before. How can he argue in the Braisa? Because Chizkia is deemed to be a Tana. Even though here he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, so he must have been in the same age, just like Rav, who was, the Gemara says, occasionally Tana Upalik, even though Rav is usually arguing with Shmuel.
He was a twin, the son of Rav Chiya.
Okay, beautiful. I don't know, you know for a fact that this is that Chizkia?
Chizkia and Yehuda, I understand.
But I'm sure there was not only one Chizkia in history. There may have been other Chizkias as well. Okay, Kanzai. Let's get back to our Gemara. So Rashi says that Chizkia argues with the Gemara yesterday, because he argued yesterday, we said, you can be Noitel Mayim Chamin. And Chizkia said, no, ein noitlim mehen liyadayim. Toisis respectfully disagrees. If you look at the second Toisis from the top, v'hod disanya le'el, mayim rishoinim, noitlim bein bechamen bein etzoinon, muki Chizkia kilishna kamad rabiani deli'el. Chizkia will say, that doesn't argue on me in that braisa, because I learned like the first Lashon. What did the first Lashon say? Kishain hayad seledes. You're allowed to use chamin when it's only warm and not burning hot. The Khan, when Chizkia says over here, chami or, means it's still burning hot. It comes out of the kettle, it comes out of the hot pot. Uy! That's mayim chamin of Khan ayish yan seledes ben, and therefore, Chizkia is not arguing on the brisa of yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan the Shori Hacher, Rabbi Yochanan that says right after that, that Noitlim Hen Liyadayim, he holds like the Lishna Basra of yesterday, the Mukila Aval Bisha Yad Seledis, even if it is Yad Seledis. So the machloik is here between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan is, Chizkia says, you cannot go and use Yad Seledis Mayim, but I agree with the brisa of yesterday, you can use regular warm or hot water as long as it's not burning hot like Yad Seledis. And Rabbi Yochanan says you can even be Yoitz and Atilis Yidayim with Yad Seledis. Toises and concludes, Ubechinam Pirish Bekuntis to Chizkia Tanahu Upalik, a Braisa Lev. It was not necessary to go and say that Chizkia argues. Chizkia can agree with the Braisa of yesterday. Just that Chizkia holds like the first Lashon that you're not allowed to go and wash with Yad Seledis Mayim, but you can go and wash with other Mayim. When Chizkia says, Eimot Menli Yidayim is referring to Chamia Or, Yad Seledis Ben. So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosis had a learn pshat in the Gemara. Omer
Yochanan. I hate to throw full order on this discussion, but I was just in Tveria earlier in the week, and even the water coming out of, any water near the surface is like almost boiling when it comes out of the faucet. So,
I appreciate you telling us that. Please hold that for another moment, because we're soon going to talk about the Chami Tveria. Anyway, the Achra, by the way, since you are raising this point, the Achroinim say, Rashi could have also figured out the same cheshbon as Tosfos. Why did Rashi have to go and say that there is a machlokes? Because the way we're learning now pshat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way Rashi is learning, the way Tosfos is learning Rabbi Yochanan, it says you're allowed to go and wash your hands with mayim shehayad seledes behen, really burning hot. Says, they say they achroinim. In explaining Rashi did not like to learn that that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, because Rabbi Yochanan continues on. Rabbi Yochanan, sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel benoy shel Rebbe. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, v'oichel taharis, and he was makbid to go and always eat taharis. In other words, since he ate taharis, he was always makbid to do it with a maximum of nekius. V'omali kol gedoy li galil oisim kein. Everybody in the Galil does that, meaning that they wash their hands regularly with chamei ha'ur. Say the achroinim, Rashi did not feel comfortable in saying that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about mayim seledes ben. It's once in a while if you go and put hot water on your hands, it burns and it feels terrible and you're going to put afterwards cream on it. But to say that every day with a regilus, that kol gedei le'galil oisim kein, that they regularly go and wash with the mayim chayim, mayim shalyan, that's a very difficult pshat. So therefore, it's more likely, says Rashi, that both of them, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, are talking about Maim She'ein Hayad Tzeledes Behem. Oh, so that's why Rashi had to say that Chizki argued with the Gemara of yesterday. Because the Gemara of yesterday, according to both Lishoinis, you're allowed to go and use Maim Chaim as long as it's not the Yad Tzeledes. So if Chizki is saying, no, use only cold water, don't use Chamiar, even any Yad Tzeledes, then he's arguing with yesterday. Okay, but now let's get to Reb Shloimeh's point. Chami Tveria. Chami Tveria, as you all know, is chami that comes straight from the ground. Rashi brings it in Chumash in Parshas Noach, that even though Kodesh Baruch Hu went and closed up all the Arubas Shemayim and everything else, but he left over Chami Tveria, which is, as you know, even today, as you just heard from Reb Shloimeh, very, very hot. I was in Tveria myself a few years ago, put my finger in the Chami Tveria as it's coming out of the ground. It was very hot. You can't leave it there for more than a quarter of a second, otherwise you burn yourself. Anyway, Sechami Tveria Chizki Omar, Ein Noitlin Yadayim. You cannot use those waters for Yadayim. Avu Matbilin Behana Yadayim. But you can go and put your hands in the form of Tvila. Rashi immediately points out, we're talking about that there was a mikvah of 40 Sa'a. And therefore, instead of toivling the entire body, you can go and toivle your hands in that water. We're going to bring shortly, Rashi brings from the Masechtas Chagiga, that in the times of Chazal, when they were very, very makbet to eat everything but Tahara, because of the Truma and the Kodshim, etc., so the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga says, Noitlin liyadayim lechulin ulamaiser, that if you're eating chulin and you're eating bread, challah, matzah, you have to wash your hands, lechulin ulamaiser, also for Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. However, la koidish, kodshim, which is much more holy, matbilin. It's not enough just to do netilas yadayim. You have to do tvilas yadayim. And so that's what...
Also, truma too, right?
I'm sorry, Nachmo? Yes?
Truma is also included in that mishnah, right?
Yeah, in our Rashi it's not brought, but if you have a more updated Gemara, there's new Gemaras which have hagoyis v'tziyunim, they add from the Rishash and from Marakoyin, they add also the word letruma. But our Rashi doesn't have that, but there's a hago on the side to add that word. If you're wondering which Rashi I'm talking about, halfway down the omid it says, Hashta kol gufoy, skip two lines, you see, it's kenamrin bechagiga, see in the parentheses, not liyadayim lechulun ol maiser, and parenthetically add ulatruma, period. Ulakoydish matbilin. Okay, anyway.
Question.
Yes, what's the question?
That term hamei ha'or. A lot of it, the Gemara, they're translated as the heated water, but also the Ormus from light, from the sun. We're talking about water from the ground, from the surface water. It's almost like boiling. What you're saying makes a lot of sense,
but I think because the Gemara is distinguishing and making two separate cases, Chami Or, and then simply Chami Tveria, in all likelihood, the Chami Or that you're talking about that was heated up by the sun would probably go into the category of the Chami Tveria. But we're going to discuss in a moment why there's a difference between Chami Or and Chami Tveria, that you have to have two separate mamorim on this. Let's get to that in a moment. Shkoya for bringing that up. So Chami Tveria, Chizki Omer, Ein Noitman Yadayim, Chizki Lishitosai, Yotam Bechami Or, also Bechami Tveria. Avol, but he holds, Matbim Ben Yadayim, you could go into toiveling your hands in a mikvah of 40 saw, even if it happens to be very, very hot. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol gufay toivul behen. Yes, if you want a toivul in such a mikveh, no problem. Avloi ponav yoda viraglov. The Lashon ponav yoda viraglov is a little bit difficult because we're not talking about ponim and raglayim. We're talking specifically about the yodayim. But Rashi says that the Gemara uses that agav urchalat throughout Chas. You usually have the ponav yoda viraglov goes together kind of like a cheir shoyt of a cotton. So therefore, they also say ponav yoda viraglov even though we're only referring to the yodayim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you can go in toivul in hot water, in chami tveria. Hopefully you're not going to burn yourself, chalila v'chas. You can go in toivul. But you cannot go in toivul, your ponav yoda viraglov, don't put the hands into the chami tveria. And the Gemara asks, I don't understand that. Hashakol gufay toivul behem. You're telling me the entire body, ramach evorim v'shasor gidim, from nose to toes, he can go in toivul in the chami tveria. Ponav yoda viraglov, koshkin t'chavada, your daim is only a small portion now. 5%, 10% of the body, of the anatomy of a human being. So if you can go and put your whole body in and get a kusher tefillah, so you're telling me, but you're dying, you cannot go in toivul. I don't understand that. We're not talking about, of course, a case where you require tefillah for the entire body, such as a person who became tummy because he was a balkeri, or he touched a nevela, touched a zav, etc., etc. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person that only needs tefillas yodayim. He does not need tefillas kol haguf. So I talk to you more. Madach, you're allowing you're allowing for a person to toivul nechami tveria his whole body. The chavadah body should be able to go and toivul his hands in such a mikvah. And therefore, Omer Rapapa says, Rapapa bim koyman de kuli alma loy pligi dishari. If you're talking about toivling your hands directly into the chami tveria, the mkoyman, from their original source, as it's coming out of the ground, avad, everybody agrees that mutalach, it works for tvilas yodai. Mishko minai b'mona, to go and take a cup and to wash your hands by putting a cup in and do netilas yodai, to kuli alma loy pligi di oser. That is no good. Ki pligi de baskinu bebas birta. We'll explain the key pligi in a moment, but the question is why bimana kuli amale pligi the osir? After all, when we spoke about the chami or, we weren't talking about tevila. We were talking then about netila. And netila sidaim, you can go and put the shep, you can put your cup into the water, and then you go and wash your hands. So why can't you go and do the same thing by the chami tveria? Manishtana the chami or and the chami tveria. Zog rahili garashi. There's a big nafkimina. The nafkimina is because in the chami or case, it started off as cold water, and then you heated it up. So it had a shas ha-koysher. So even though it's taka hot now, says Rabbi Yochanan, since from its infancy it was cold water, no, you may have died. But if you're talking about chami tveria, it was never cold in the first place. It came straight out from the bottom of the earth, subterraneously. It came out hot. It never had a shas ha-koysher, and that's why you cannot go and use it with a cup. Azo yizog Rashi pshat in the Gemara. Where's this Rashi? Mishko minayim b'mona, t'kuli alma oser. You see Rashi, t'kuli alma oser. It's about two-thirds down the Amid. Let's go back one Rashi. Mishko minayim b'mona, to take the water with a kli, lishpach al yodav kidin hanatila, like you do netila zadayim. Everybody agrees, chami tveri is oser. T'chi tokin rabbonin, netila lav b'chamin tokin. V'hani gri'i mechami ha'ur, it's worse. Shlo yehoyis lehen shasa koysher. He never had a shasa koishin, therefore, even though Chami Ur said before, said Rabbi Yochanan, noit lemen liyadayim, from a mana, that's how you do netila sedayim, but not here, can't do it with a mana. So getting back to your case, Rabbi Shloiman, if the water that you found out on the street was originally cold water, right? Somebody was walking with his Polish spring water down the street, and the water spilled out on the ground. I guess in Eretz Yisrael they don't have so much the Polish spring water, but they have the other different types. Anyway, so the water spilled on the ground. May Aiden, oh, it comes straight from Gan Eden. It must be cold if it comes in Gan Eden. Gan Eden wouldn't be there. It's air conditioning Gan Eden, not like Gehenna where it's boiling hot. Anyway, so that water fell on the ground, and then if it heated up through the sun, so Lechoy would have the same din as Chami or, like Reb Shloim said. However, if it was already cold, if it was hot water, and the sun just kept on heating it, then you'd have a Chami Tveria situation, never had a Shasa Koshin. Anyway, so that says Yimar, in the case of Mimkoyimah, and everybody agrees, put it. In the case of a mona kuli alma pligi, awesome. So where's the machlokes now between Cheski and Rabbi Yochanan Legavi the Chamei Tveria? Ki pligi the baskinu, the bas birta. that what you went and directed some of the water from the Chamit Tveria into a small little hole where you gathered together, ich weiß, one or two saw of water. So it's neither a mikvah, the 40 saw, nor is it Netil Shadayim with a mana.
A ditch.
Oh, that's a better term. Thank you. You put it into a ditch, and now it's all together there, and you're toiveling your hands in that. If you're going to allow for a tefillah siyadayim in that little ditch with a little bit of water, then they're going to say, well, what difference does it make? It's a baspir to a mona, and they're going to go and use a kli, which is no good. I'm not goyzer, because after all, it's a body of water similar to the mei tveya, the chami tveya, even though it's much smaller, but nevertheless, I'm not goyzer. So, Gemara baita, ketanoi. This pshat that we just gave in the machloikis between Cheskin and Rabbi Yochanan, we find the same machloikis in a braisa. Which state in the braisa? Mayim shenifsalu mishtiyas behema. A person who wants to use mayim for netilas yadoyim, and that mayim was posel from shtiyas behema. Shtiyas behema means that the behema will not drink from that water. Now, why won't the behema drink from the water? Rashi says, tubshatim. We're talking about mayim tsruchim, which stinked. They have a terrible stench, a terrible odor. Not only a human being wouldn't drink from it, even a behemah is not going to drink from it. It must be pretty bad. Or, says Rashi, a behemah, when he sees it so hot, he's going to say, let Chesky and Rabbi Yochanan argue whether he can go and do netilas yadayim, but I'm staying away from it. I'm not going to burn my tongue. I'm not going to burn my lips. I'm out of here. So that's mayim shenifsalu mishtiyas behemah. So for our purposes, deem it as if we're talking about chami tveri. So what's the din? Shteito on the braisa bekelem psulim. You want to use it for the tilas yadayim? No good. We just said before the mana kliyam lepligidios. Bekarka, if it's still in the karka, meaning the you're talking about once again the chami tveria. If they're still in the original mekoyimon in the karka, everybody said it's kusha. No problem. Reb Shimon Aluza oimen. Reb Shimon Aluza comes to argue and he says af bekarka. Toivu behem kol gufoi. You can toivu the entire body. Sure. But don't go and put your dayim in. Don't do a tvilas your dayim in the chamei tveri. And the Gemara asks the same kash as before. Hash to kol gufoi toivu behem. If you can go and toivu your entire body from nose to toes, and it's a kushra tvila, yod of ragla vekoshkin to chavan lerabada, that your dayim should be sufficient in this small mikvah. I don't understand. Elulav says the Gemara, I'll explain to you the machloikis in this braisa. The poskin lebas birta, they diverted some of the water into a ditch, says Reb Shlaima. Ubaha pligi, the marasa, because we in bas birta otumana. And therefore he says, no. Once it's in the karka, that's Reb Shimon Elazar, says, the karka, toivlen kogufa, if you have enough water for 40 saw for a mikveh, that's fine. But if it's in a bas birta, don't put your dayim in it, no good. Otumana. Masienkin, the other man, the Yomah says that no, that Omar Sabla Gazrin, I'm not goyzer otu, the Basbirta otu mana, and therefore, yes, you can use the water in the Basbirta, Chami Tveria, for Netila Sidaim, or for Tvila Sidaim, not Netila, for Tvila Sidaim, putting your hands in.
You can't be told when you're cold goof if it's in a ditch?
It is not enough room. If you have 40 saw, you'll be able to. We're assuming that it's a small.
Right. The Bas Birta is connected to
42,
but you can't go in there.
Look at the Rashi. The Afsakin of Bas Birta. You see Afsakin of Bas Birta? Says Rashi, it's about three quarters down the Yama. The Afsakin of Bas Birta, Chritz Kotzer, a small little ditch, Vamayim Poinim Shom, and he directed the waters into that ditch, the Ein Shom Shir Mikvah. There's no Mishvah, no Shir Mikvah. Ah, well, Mechubam the Mikvah, but they are connected. The Gezer Ba'almahu Otu Mana.
Would have been a good mikvah.
Yeah.
Right, so you're saying the whole machlik is only on the other part of Ragla.
Yeah, because that's what the Mana said.
And applicable. Because now it's with Mana. Now it's a problem of Mana.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for Tvilas Yav, but it's a problem of Mana.
Okay, do you want to bite him? Ravid Ba'alaban, Ravid Zubar Ashian. Netilas Yadayim Lechulin Mepnei Tzrach Truma. What's the reason why the Chacham instituted the din of Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? Because Tzrach Truma. Tzrach Truma means because we have concern that the Kehanim are not going to properly wash their hands before they eat Truma. And when it comes to Truma, we have a special din that, as you know, when it comes to Hilchis Tumah V'Tahara, the chulin only goes to a sheni l'tumah. Mashe enke in the gabi truma goes to a shlishi. Right? So if you have a person who is tamei, for instance, he touched a nevela or a dead sheretz, the nevela, the dead sheretz, that was an avatum. The person that touches it becomes a rishon l'tum. A rishon is not metame odem bekelim, but it's metame oichlin or mashkin. So okay, so what happens now if his hands now touch mashkin? Those mashkin are going to come a shein.
Actually, goes up to a rishon again.
That's correct, but we haven't gotten there yet. We're still in the middle of explaining. Anyway, the point of all of this is, if his hands touch oichlan amashkin, they become a sheni. Now, what happens if those oichlan amashkin were to go and touch truma for it, touch other chulin? Nothing happens. Nothing happens because chulin goes until a sheni. However, when it comes to truma, truma goes all the way to a shlishi. Aha. Okay. So now, back in Masechtas Shabbos, where we have the 18 Gezeiras, it says that one of the things that Chacham were Goyzer, HaYadayim Shniyoy say, that Yadayim have the status of a Sheini. What means they have the status of a Sheini? So that if they were to touch Stam Yadayim means, I have no idea what happened to these Yadayim. Throughout the day, they were pulling and pushing in all directions. And so therefore, they may have touched something Tamei. Probably not, but it could be. So the Chum said, since you're not sure, we give it status of Shniyois, and Shniyois Pasal Truma. But you can easily remove that Yadayim Shniyois by washing your hands. Now, if you have that same Stam Yadayim Shniyois, if you're eating Chulin, there's no issue, because Chulin, the Shniyois is not going to make the Chulin go down into Shlishi, because Chulin stops at a Shein. So therefore, Mitzad Iker Adin by Chulin, you would not need to wash your hands. It's only Otu Truma. So if you have a Koyin, for instance, that has both Truma and Chulin in his home, sometimes he eats Truma, sometimes he eats Chulin. So we want to make sure that every time he washes his hands, it's out. Or every time he eats even Chulin, it should be on the Madrega Altares HaTruma. So we tell him, always you have to wash your hands, not only for Truma, because Stam Yadayim Shniyos, you're going to make the Truma into a Shlishi. But even by Chulin, you should be careful. And then the Chacham said, what happens if you have a Koyin and a Zor eating at the same table? You know what? We're going to tell everybody, not only the Kahana, but even the Levium and the Yisraelim, they should all wash Mayim Rishonim because of this Gzeira Mishum, the Srach Truma. Continuing the Gemara. So that was one reason. Zok the Gemara. Again, Omer Abid Bar Avin, Omer Yitzchak Bar Ashian, Netil Siyadayim Lechulin, Mepnei Srach Truma. The reason is because of this Srach Truma. V'oid, and there's another good reason. Mishum Mitzvah. My mitzvah? What's their mitzvah? Machloikis Abayi V'rom. Omer Abayi Mitzvah Lishmoy Divrei Chachamim. The reason why you should wash your hands, because the Chachamim legislated this halacha of washing your hands. So there are two good reasons why you wash your hands, because of the gzeira of Seder, of Srach Truma, and number two, because the Chachamim were goyis and they made this gzeira. And the obvious question is, isn't this Hainu Hach, says Rabbi Yankiv? This is the Shmug of Man, Taira, son Ben Zion, with whom I prepared the Gemara, and also an Aydin by Man, Taira, Mechit, and Rabbi Sharis. Freitrach, Hainu Hach, did the exact same thing. The reason why you have to wash in the Srach Truma is because the mitzvah is made to be Chacham. So his kasha is the kasha of the Heilige Toisvis. If you look at the Toisvis parallel to our Gemara on the left-hand side, it's a short Toisvis. Mitzvah Shmai Dibri Chacham, Dim Toimer, Vali Mishim Srach Truma Teknua, Dim Kein Mai V'Oid. It's not an Oid. That's the Takonis Chachamim. It's not V'Oid Nuchazah. V'Yishloim Ad Tokna Mishim Nekiyos. In addition to the fact that you have to go and be careful about the Srach Truma, in addition to that, every person, when they go and eat their food, they should eat it with a degree of Nikias, Kedusha, Tahara, and not be Shmutzik, and who knows what type of Shmutz you have in your hands. After all, you're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going to make a bracha, make sure that everything is naki, everything is clean. So therefore, that's another dimension that the Chachamim intended with their Zedah Mishim Srach Truma. Rav is... Yes?
We saw the Lashon of Lishma and Divrei Chachamim in Rashi yesterday by Ramayim Rishonim, right?
That is correct.
The
Gemara used the term mitzvah, and Rashi said what it means. Mitzvah Lishma and Divrei Chachamim. Exactly like you're saying, right? Three quarters down there, Rashi. Beautiful. Thank you. That's Abaye. Rova Omar mitzvah Lishma and Divrei Reb Lozer ben Aroch. Tichsiv, v'chol ha-she'yigah bo'yazov, v'yodov le'shotev b'moy. It's a pasuk that talks about if a person touched a zav, he better go and make sure that he goes to the mikveh. However, the pasuk says, v'yodov le'shotev b'moyim, he didn't wash his hands. And that's very strange. you wash your hands because you touched the Zav. If you touch the Zav, you become Tame. In fact, if you continue on the rest of the Pasuk, at the very end of the Pasuk, says, V'chim is v'god v'rochetz v'mayim v'tomei ad orev. Even after you toivel, you have to wait until Herev Shemesh. So what are you talking about washing your hands? Amr Blaz ben Arach, Mikan, Samchu Chachomun Lenetilis Yedayim in Atoira. The word Samchu already tells you it's an Asmachta. Even though we have a Posek, until now this Srach Truma had no basis in scripture, there was no Pusik for it. It was Stam, a Gzeira, and a beautiful Takon and the Chachomun made, but there's no Posek for it. This Rabbi says, Amr Blaz ben Arach has a Shtikul Posek and Asmachta. From the fact that it says, the yod of leshotav bamoyim, you gotta wash your hands. Now, the question is, how does this work? I don't understand how this pasuk works vis-a-vis netilas yadayim. So, we're talking about a zov in the pasuk. So, omli rov the Rav Nachman, my mashma, what's pshat that you're bringing Rav Blazim and Arach? Rav Blazim and Arach said, I have an asmachta to wash your hands. What's going on? The chsiv says, the yod of leshotav bamoyim. Frek timorah hashotav tohar. If you're going to tell me that the person, he touched the Zav, and he didn't wash his hands, and therefore he's Tameh. It's a mashma that if he would wash his hands, he's no longer Tameh. What are you talking about? He has to go to the mikveh. Hey, washing your hands is not enough. A shot of tar. Hatvilim boy. El hachi ka'amar. V'acher shalei shotav is Tameh. Says Rashi. The way Rabbi Loz ben Arach learns this pasuk is that we're talking about two separate individuals. Individual number one is v'chalashi gabay azav. He touches azav, he becomes tomei min ha-toira. He has to toivel in the mikveh. Number two, a person has to be careful to wash his hands before he eats. Make sure your hands are not yodav le-shotav b'moyim. Your hands should always be shotav b'moyim. So therefore, we have two people. Look at the Rashi about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ha-shotav, you have that Rashi, 6, 7, 8 lines. Ha-shotav b'moyim is yodav tohar min giyasli b'zav. Bit me up. He washed his hands. He's now tor. He's got to go to the mikveh. El hachi kama the pshat is azoy in the pusik. Hanegia bizarre. This case number one, and number two. Misha eino yshoyt v'siyadav shneim tmeim. Both of them have a degree of tumah. The gabi the zav, the degree of tumah is he got the toivel, and then he has to wait for herif shamish. And the gabi the person who didn't wash his hands, he's tummy to the extent. Don't eat bread. Don't eat challah. Don't eat matzah because your hands are tummy. Wash your hands. Of course, it's not a real...
That was
Lashmah. It's not
Lashmah.
Yeah, very, very, 100%.
Because he's not...
Remember, in the Mishnah, in Masechta's Ovis, the Gemara says that if you put all the Chachma Yisrael together on one side of the scales, and you put Rabbi Loza ben Arach on the other side, Rabbi Loza ben Arach would outweigh all the Chachma Yisrael. So he stayed in
Perkiel.
Yeah, that's in the Chagimah. Yeah, stimmt. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we have two. Bottom line is they're both Terabonan. But the way that Abai expresses mitzvah lishmoy divicham, and Rava says, don't forget Rav Blaz ben Arach, he was the one that brought us an asmachta min hatoyim. Zukti mori yetz vaita. El hachikom of the achish leishot of tomi. Good, new shtickle now. Until now we talked about washing your hands before eating bread. What happens if you want to eat pay rice? He holds that you should wash your hands for pay rice, but only because of nekiyas, not because of srach truma like we had before. I know all of you are getting very agitated because the Gemara elsewhere says that a person who washes his hands before pay rice is what? Migasya ruach, right? Everybody's all upset about that. Don't be too upset because the Gemara is going to ask that kasha in another minute or two. We're soon going to have that Gemara. But according to Rabbi Zeron of Oishia, you got to wash your hands for payrus bishum nekiyos. Savimina choivu deleka ha mitzvah ika. Okay, there's no choiva, but there's still a mitzvah. Now that was the lashon. The omru netilas yadayim the payrus bishum nekiyos. Okay, so there's no requirement, but it's still a good thing to do. You're still mekayim a mitzvah. You want to wash your hands, gizintai. You don't want to wash your hands, also gizintai. But don't think that you get a good mark on your report card upstairs in Shemayim, you wash his hands. It's rishus. You want it, you can, you don't, you know. However, this whole Gemara that we're talking about, please, Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman, ha-noitul yadav leperis, einoi ele migase ruach. He's only a person that is arrogant. A person that is a balgaiva. Because the Chachamim were only misakin the Tilis Yadayim for bread for challah for matzah, no netilas yadayim for beit. You are makbid of afkan peiros. This migasei ha ruach. And that's why the Gemara's Kataki is going to conclude. Amr Rabba Bachana have in the Kamid Rabami Rabasi. Aisul Kamayu Kalkola de Peri. They brought in front of them a big basket of peiros. V'achlu, and they ate from them. And number one, Loi Moshe Yudai, they did not wash their hands. Number two, Loi Havali Midi, they didn't go and share with me, says Rabba Bachana, any of the peiros to eat. Now, we're not talking about the people are not being gracious and they didn't invite him over. As you'll see in another moment, what he meant is we do not do birchas hamoz. We don't even do mechabedzan mitten benchin by having mezimin. You don't do mezimin for peiros, only for people that wash their hands for bread and for challah, etc. Let's get back to that in a moment. And since they were only two and they didn't have mezimin, in the good old days, we had this not too long ago, that when they had mezimin, the person that was mechubed with mezimin, the one that said Raboisai Nevarech or Raboisim Vel Benchin, he would bench the whole benching out loud and everybody would answer Amen. They didn't bench each one individually. Here we're saying that since there are only two of them, don't be mechabed Reb Ami to go and be moitzi Rabasi, Rabasi to be moitzi Rabami. Each one benched on their own, meaning they said Alo Eitz, Val Priya Eitz, Dibrocha Choyna on their own. Shema Mino Tlas. From this fascinating story, we learn three halachas. Number one, Shema Mino Inatil Salam the Peiros, because you see that they did not wash their hands, like Moshe Yadai. Number two, Shema Mino Ein Mezamin Al Peiros. You don't go and do Zimun. In other words, you don't call three people together. Oh, let's go and say Raboisai together on Peiros. Only on people that washed for bread. Shema Mino Shnayim She'achlu Mitzvah Lecholik. Two that went and ate together. One should not be moitzi the other one, but rather both of them should say the bracha on their own. Tana mihachi shnayim she'achlu. Sorry,
imizam al peiros.
That was number two.
Shmamna imizam because they didn't give him
because they didn't call him over to go and ask him to join. This is Rabbi Bachana saying they didn't ask me to go and join there too, so that we should have three altogether.
There were two people. He could have called a third person over.
If there's a mitzvah of Zimun, there would certainly be makbid to mekayim that mitzvah. They would say, Rabbi Bachana, please go and eat some peiros and join us, so we can go and say Rabbi Sanevurach or Rabbi Samavel Benchin. But they were not makbid. Sorry.
They might make exceptions for breadfruit.
For breadfruit.
Yeah, it's natural fruit.
Okay. Zolzana's right. Anyway.
You don't make a motzi on it.
Exactly.
I know, I'm teasing.
He's just making a joke. Good. And Ushmam, Shnaim, She'achlu, Mitzvah, Lecholik, that each one should bench on his own, not here benching. We're talking. Now, look, it's Takvah benching also. But here they didn't make a benching because they only ate fruit.
Allah Peters.
Allah ate. Assuming that they ate, from the seven Minim Shin Stopkim and Yisrael. If they only ate apples and oranges, then they just made a bar nefushas, as you all know. Tana mihochi, shnayim she'achlo mitzvah lecholik. Only two, each should say the bracha on his own. If both of them are talmidei chachamim, avol echad tzoyf v'yechad bor. One is a talmid chacham, the other one is a bor, means he's totally ignorant, and he doesn't know how to bench or how to say the bracha properly. Tzoyf v'mavorech, he can go and say the bracha. And the bor will be yoitze from his bracha. So there's nothing wrong with one being moitze the other. But if you both suffer, in other words, both are sufficiently literate that you can go and say benching on your own, say benching on your own. But if one is illiterate of other, one can be moitze the other one in zim. Now somebody asked, what about washing the fruit? Maybe that was Shelley, I'm not sure. But regardless, so in halacha, by the way, you should be aware of the fact that if you're talking about dry fruit, one should not wash one's hands because of this inyan of Einei Ela Migasei Haruach. However, if the fruit is wet, many poskim hold, then you should wash your hands before eating the wet fruit. Why is that? Because Yadayim Shniyosein, and they're going to go and touch the water. And now we get back to Brother Barry's point of about a half an hour ago, that when you go and touch water, even with a sheni, what happens to it? It becomes
a rishon.
And then what is going to happen is it's going to be metame the fruit. And even though today we're not makbid so much in Tumah v'Tahara, because unfortunately we don't eat trum and kodshim, but a miyachim meheri banim, not going to happen today, because ain ben David bo, loy ba'arvi shabuzev, loy ba'arvi yom taiv, but hopefully by Sunday. So we have to bear this in mind. If you have wet fruit, then in fact many people are makbid after all, before they go and eat from the fruit, or they dry the fruit off. But if it's wet food, then you have
to tell the story since you mentioned it.
Yes.
Who was in the mikvah? I forgot who the two rabbanim. And they said that there's an akasha. Well, you can come, but we'll ask on it.
Okay. What Brother Shai is reminding us of, since we're hopefully in Chevli Mashiach, and hopefully the Gula Shleima comes very quickly, that the story is told, my father, Shechana Bruch, always used to tell the story, that on Erev Pesach, the Bel Zeruv was together with Rabina Kalabach. How the two were together in the same day on Erev Pesach, Weissenisch, maybe it was during the war times, who knows? It doesn't make a difference. Anyway, the point of all this is, they just went and baked Erev Pesach matzahs. And the Bel Zeruv said with great exclamation, with great emphasis and in exhilaration, excitement, he says, halavai, halavai, we should still be able to eat these Erev Pesach matzahs bam seder in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh with the Korban Pesach. Halavai, we should still be able to mekayim that today. So the father, Shechana Bruch, used to say that Rabina Kalabach asked the Bel Zeruv, and he said to him, I'm sorry? One of the Kalbach Rabunim that was in Germany. There were a few Kalbachs. One was in München, and one was in Berlin, and one was other. They were a famous family of three or four. Anyway, so one of them asked the Bel Zeruv, he said, Herr Oberabina, we all know the famous Chazal, Ein ben David bo, lau bi arbi shabusaus, v'lo bi arbi yomim tauvim. How is it possible that the Mashiach is going to come today and we'll still be able to eat the Korban Pesach with these Erev Pesach matzahs? So the Bel Zeruv said, you know, Herr Rabina Kalabach, when the when Mashiach will come, he will be accompanied by
Eliyahu
Hanavi. Vus wird sein die Aufgabe from Eliyahu Hanavi. I mean, what will be his mission when Eliyahu Hanavi comes? He's going to have to answer all of the kashas that were asked throughout the generations. Teiku, yishtij biyataret. Since he's going to be answering all the kashas, their kashas are auch verantwortlich. So Mashiach came in, and he's going to answer this kasha as well. How can Mashiach come on Erev Pesach, even though it's Erev Yantar? Okay, Shkoya, for reminding us of that, Brother Shai. Turn it about. From here till the end of the daf is Pesach Nacht.
The thing to sign.
Very good. So since we're talking about Pesach and Erev Pesach and Seder Pesach, Rabbi Yosef Bleier reminds us that, as you know, the minig is that you go and wash your hands before koyrich. And the question...
Not koyrich, I mean karpas.
By koyrich. Sorry?
By karpas.
Thank you, by karpas. Kaddish, urchatz, karpas. Right. Very good. So it's before karpas, before yachatz too, but also before karpas. Yeah, shkoyrich. What do we do by the karpas? We take the karpas and we go and take whatever your minig is, whether you take a piece of potato or a radish or whatever, and you pour it into, not you pour it, but you dip it into the
salt water.
So now it becomes wet. And therefore we wash our hands before it. So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, I don't understand. Didn't we learn from our Gemara, you're not supposed to wash your hands before you eat peiros or before you eat your rukos? Eiz megasi aruach. From that they bring a raya that's only if it's totally dry. But if it's wet, in fact, you should wash your hands, because otherwise you're going to go and touch the radish or the potato, which is wet. The water is going to become tomei from your hands. Yidayim shniyos, saying it's going to be nesapach to erishon. It's going to go and make it.
No, the kashas, why don't you do it a whole year?
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Kashas, why don't you do it a whole year?
No, that's okay, get the kashas. Turn it about. Zokti mora. Now we can have a brisa, which on the surface looks like we're all talking about the same thing, but you'll see very quickly whether we're talking about different things. We're talking about the shear of the Netilas Yadayim that you do on your hands. How far down do you have to wash? So we're going to have three prokim. Netilas Yadayim lechulin ad haperek, letruma ad haperek, kiddush yadayim beraglayim bemikdash ad haperek. Perek means one of the joints in the hand. Now you think to yourself, since we use the same lashon, presumably we're talking about that all three are exactly the same. Guess what? All three are different. The first perek that we're talking about is, everybody, just for a moment, go and look at your fingers. You'll see that you have your first knuckle. That's not the one we're talking about. Now we're talking about the second knuckle, which is the middle of the fingers. That's the first ad haperek, where this braisa holds that Taner Rabbanan Tilsi Daim L'Chum ad haperek, until the middle knuckles. Not the first knuckles, but the second knuckles. That's by chulin. The truma ad aperik. Ad aperik means, Rashi said, ad gav hayad, meaning until the palm. You go now to the third group of knuckles, which hits the palm. When you're talking about kiddush dam raglaim and mikdash, ad aperik means the perik, the joint which connects the hand and the wrist to the arm. Look at the top, Rashi. Ad aperik. This first ad aperik should be on the Omer Aleph. We're talking about the Tilas Yadayim. Hashenish be'emtza its voice. The perik hasheni. That's the second knuckles. Why? Since it's only a chashash al tzrach truma, dais ginuk im notul mibash nagir b'machol dahinu rashi its voice. When you take a machol in your fingers, you take the rashi its voice. You go until the second knuckle. However, the truma de perik says Rashi perik hashlishi, v'hu begav hayad. That already hits the palm. That's the wrist. So you see, they have three different, even though we use the same expression, ad aperik, each one is different. Yom Kippur, we do the minimum. Same thing on Tisha B'Av. On to the second line. Anything which is a chatzitza when you're toivling, you have to make sure you don't have anything amiss on your flesh, right? You have to go and clean everything off very thoroughly. So that same chatzitza not only applies to tefillah, but also to tefillah yadayim, and also to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And now we go back to the three barakim that we spoke about. Omer Rav. Rav showed with his hands to his talmidim, just like the braisa. Ad kan lechulin, meaning he showed them the second knuckle. Ad kan the truma, he showed them the third knuckle that where you hit the palm. That's where you have to wash for chulin and for truma. So just the same as the bris. Ushmul amar, no. Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lechumra. He went to the third knuckle where you do the truma, and he said for chulin you should also be machmir do chulin just like truma, no difference until gav hayad, until you hit the palm, the entire fingers. Rav Sheshes amar ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lekula. Rav Sheshes went the other way around, the way Rashi learns. That means he said that even truma, you don't have to do to the gav hayad, you only have to do it to the second group of knuckles.
Every whole mikdash is the gansazah.
Yeah, mikdash is the gansazah, correct. There's a big, big problem, because this is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, we know, is an amoira, and he wasn't one of the first amoiraim, and yet he's arguing with the braisa, because the braisa said very clearly that there's a difference between chulin and truma. So mainly that Shmuel is machmer and says, you know, mitzad ikr, maybe the Bryce is right. But let's be machmir. Chulin also do it till the third knuckle. I understand. But how does Rav Sheshes say that the truma is only until the second knuckle? I don't understand that. That's why you have a langa toisis, and the toisis in the middle asks this kasha and Rav Sheshes, and toisis disagrees with that pshat of Rashi in Rav Sheshes. And rather what he says is that Rav Sheshes learned pshat in the Bryce that ad haperik, by the Tila Sidayim, was not the second group of knuckles, but the first group of knuckles. Because after all, Rashi said it's just that the Rashi its voice. So even the first group of knuckles is enough according to the Braisa, the way Rav Sheshes learned the Braisa. However, when you're getting to the Tila Sidayim for Truma, then you have to go to the second group of knuckles. Says now Rav Sheshes, we can go and say Ad Kan. But the second group of knuckles is bein lechulin, bein litruma. So now, what does that come out? So since he learned pshat in the original braisa that the perik rishon is referring to the first group of knuckles, the truma is the second group of knuckles. Now he's saying you should be machmir by the chulin, also to do it by the second knuckles, just like the truma. So therefore, Rav Sheshes, just like Shmuel, is adding one more level of chumrah to the braisa. According to Shmuel, difference between chulin and truma, this is the second and the third. He said, you know, do everything the third. Could Rav Sheshes know it? It was the first and the second. Do everything the second. But then I'm sorry, why did it say Rav Sheshes the kula? He's also being machmer on the braisa. Zog number four. Zog toisvis. Klapi Shmuel. Since Shmuel said you have to go to chumah all three knuckles until you get to the gavayad. So Rav Sheshes, no, you don't have to go to the gavayad. It's enough to do to the second group of knuckles. But even I am machmir more than the braisa, because the braisa by chulin only required the first group of knuckles. That's very pretty. That's a long time here. Nachul v'soktin? Yeah? Kasha?
No, go ahead.
Let's go weiter. First wide line. Omer bar hedya, have come in the kami der Ravami. I was standing in front of Ramavi. Vi omer ad kan bein lechulin bein letru lechumra. In other words, he was machmer like Shmuel until the gavayad bein chulin bein trum. Now speaks up bar hedya, and he says, loy tamer Ravami mishum de koinu. Don't think that this Ravami did this because he was his own private chimra, because he was a koin. And so therefore he has to be noivis about chulin and trum at all times, because the Ramaisha bar bereid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who Levoi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a Levi Rabbi Isai. I don't know why the father was called Levi, because he was a Levi. I don't know if any of you remember, but about 2 or 3 years ago at Fohans, we had a person, one Yid, that represented all segments of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, really? How? We called him up to the Torah. Ya'amoid Rabbi Yisrael B'Rebelayvi HaKoyen. Can you imagine? His name was Yisrael. He was a Koyen. And his father's name is Levi, like the Heilige Beditshva, Levi Yitzchak. And so therefore, he was Yisrael Ben Levi HaKoyen. Mamish, all Yidden, Gantz Klai Yisrael was Merumis. You know, the famous story I heard from the Temeshvar Rebbe's Zayin Gizintenstein. He said that with one Shabbos, that either he or another Rebbe was walking with Medrash after Mincha, and they were learning, people were saying Perkei Avos, and there was one Yid that Nebuch was crying and crying and crying when he was saying Perkei Avos. And the Rebbe asked him, why are you crying? Perkei Avos is such a beautiful limud. He said, why are you crying? Look, we start off by saying, Kol Yisrael Yaishlam Chedek Le'olam Habu. Ich bin der Chakoyen, ich bin nicht kein Yisrael. Only the Yisraelim have a Chedek Le'olam Habu. Ich hab doch nicht gesagt Chedek. So the Rebbe told him, why does it say Kol Yisrael? It's called Kekenstein, Yisrael Yaishlam Chedek Le'olam Habu. Because the word Kol is Rosh HaTavis. Koyen, Leivi, Yisrael Yaishlam Chedek Le'olam Habu. I feel so much better. Baruch Hashem. Even a koyin also has a chedek on the Anyway, so getting back to our Gemur now. So Gemur is telling us that don't think it was only Reb Ami that was machmir by Netila Sidayim by Chilin. Even Reb Maish Babarei, Reb Yishu ben Levi, was only a Levi. The Omer Adkan ben Chilin and Reb Lechumra. He also paskin like Reb Ami and like Shmuel, Lechumra, even though he wasn't a koyin, he didn't eat trim. One more kleine shtickle. Let's finish. Omer Rav, noitel udem eshtei yud of shachris, umasna lein kol yoim kilay. A person who is short of water, we'll talk about that in a moment. Person has water in the morning, and he washes Netilas Yadayim in the morning for breakfast, and then the rest of the day, he's very, very careful. Rashi says, Bilvad sheyizur miletan for miletama. Throughout the day, he's careful. Chulila, that his hand shouldn't go and touch anything messy, anything dirty, any timah. Very, very careful. And therefore, for lunch and for supper, he does not have to wash his hands. Based on that, first Netilas Yadayim all the way in the morning. That's what Rav said. Amar Rabbeinu lebnei Paksa de Arvis. Rabbeinu was addressing the people that lived in Paksa de Arvis. Paksa, says Rashi, means Bika. That's the valley of Arvis. He says, Kigoyin Atun. Unfortunately, you have a water shortage in your area. Mashi Yadaycha Mitzafra. Go and wash your hands early in the morning. Va'asnu Alayu. And have in mind, Lekuli Yoima, be careful wherever your hands, they shouldn't just go and wander around. Tie your hands down to your sides. They shouldn't go and be askonios. You shouldn't touch tinuf or tumma, etc. No. That was one version. Ikariyami b'shas adchak in shloi b'shas adchak loy. One version of the story is that only b'shas adchak, if you have no choice, meaning you're short of water, the husnish, then you can rely on this, but not if you have water. And therefore it argues Rav, because Rav didn't say anything about shortage of water. Rav just said, no, you'll understand, you're a chakras, masterly. There was another version. Even if you don't have a shasachak. Behind the Rav, and that's the same as Rav's halucha, as long as you have in mind the whole day to be careful. My shviger aleha hasholem, my wife, Selzayin Gizint, often quotes my shviger, that the shviger, she used to go, she said, in the haim, we used to go and wash our hands in the morning for breakfast, and then we didn't wash our hands for the rest of the day, for lunch and for supper, even if we ate bread, we relied on this halacha. She, of course, didn't learn the daf, but that was the minhag hamukai. Presumably, they were all careful not to get their hands dirty or tummy, etc. Have a wonderful day. I gooden Shabbos, and I gooden Chodesh, one and all. And Miat Hashem, Sunday morning, 8:55 to 9 o'clock, not via Zoom. Sunday morning, Miat Hashem, will be via...